Yeah. How good is it to be at church tonight? Have a seat. Look at this stage. Just going to try it out for a bit. It's pretty good. It's just like this one, really. It's a bit shorter. I'm pumped to be at church, hey. Church has been such a great day today. Pastor Ron's message this morning was so challenging and so sharp into the heart, and I was just really pumped and encouraged by it. So if you missed that, I encourage you to get the podcast, because we're finishing off the series of Purpose 2011, which I'm pumped about. And if you want to get some solid encouragement and some solid word on purpose and God's purpose for your life, then, man, you've got to hear Ron's message on purpose this morning. It was awesome. So good. I was just so challenged in it. Hit me in the heart. This is nice up here. I like it. Just a little bit closer. It's good. So, Purpose 2011. I love purpose. Something that I've always been passionate about is people being released in the purpose that God has got for their lives. Just seeing people coming to church and then just getting passionate for God and then just wanting to step out and do something awesome for God. That's something that just stirred in my heart. I remember from the beginning. I remember going to church in Taree and just getting reconnected with God there, committing my life again to God. And that was just something that I knew that was stirring in my heart. I was like, God, I want to be someone that just helps people get released into the purpose that they have and being released into the things that you want them to do, God. And I just really want to see that. And I know a lot of you know that my heart and Liz's heart is to go out and plant a church one day. And we're pumped for that. And I'm pumped just to see a whole community being released, each individual person being released into what God has got for them, what God wants them to do. And that excites me, and it excites me, the potential that's in this room right now, that every one of us, if we're serving God and giving God our all, our everything, holding nothing back, then, man, the possibilities are huge. It's amazing. And this is amazing. I was thinking of the verse in Hebrews, how they were saying, I'm surrounded by a cloud. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And I was thinking, tonight, I'm just surrounded by a great bunch of awesome people. And I really believe that God wants to do great things in your life, and He wants to just use you for a great purpose. And you're not just here to warm chairs in church. You're not just here for an ordinary life. And I love what Pastor Ron said today about you're not here just to live a good life. And in fact, living a good life is the greatest, hindrance to living a great life. If you're just satisfied with living a good life, just coming to church on a Sunday and just doing that and like just making it to church on a Sunday, if that's all it is for you, then you're just living a good life. But there is so much more. When you come to church with something to contribute, come to church serving in some sort of area, then you're just taking your life and you're going to live out something that's great and awesome. And I'm excited for you guys and for myself and what God's got for you and what He wants to do in your life. Because I know it's so good and it's so awesome. And I pray and I hope that you guys will be inspired tonight to do something great, to step out and go somewhere and do something for God. A few months ago, I spoke a message at Super Sunday, and it was about going. It was called, God Wants You to Go. And one of my phrases you might remember is, you'll never ever know if you never ever go. And so that's my message tonight. You will never ever know if you never ever go. Yesterday, for the men's conference, which was, again, really, really cool, we went to Chinatown after the conference with just all the guys, and that was so much fun. It was just awesome hanging out with the guys and just laughing and, you know. And we went to a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown and had some Chinese. But, you know, Andy said today, it's just not the same. And you'll never ever know what Chinese food is like unless you go to China. Unless you go there and experience the food firsthand, you're never ever going to know what it's like. And if you never ever go and step out into something that God's calling you to do, you'll never ever know what it's going to be. If you don't go, you won't know. Go and you'll know. Don't go, don't know. I really want that message to stick in your hearts tonight, that if you want to serve God and you want to live a great life, well, you have to go. You have to move. You have to change. You have to go forward. You have to do something different. Something needs to change in your life. You need to step out and just not do the ordinary things anymore. You'll never ever know if you never ever go. Good. Maybe a little bit more passion this time. You'll never ever know if you never ever
go.
That's good. That's what I like to hear. You'll never ever know if you never ever go. Jesus said in Matthew 28 verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations. Jesus' purpose for our lives is to go. He wants you to go. And if you're going to live in the purpose that God has got for your life, then you need to go. You need to step out and try something. When I think about God and his vision for the church, I see a church where it's just full of people serving. I believe God sees a church where everybody has something to contribute, where every single person is doing something. And it's just not a club that someone turns up to on a Sunday, but it's something that we come together as a body of people who have been serving throughout the week, doing something throughout the week for the kingdom of God, and we're just coming to worship God together and to serve and to contribute on the Sunday as well. I don't believe church would just be a place where you just turn up and that's it. If that's as far as you go with your Christianity, then you're missing out on so much stuff. And God wants to do so much more through you. Yeah. Romans 12, verse 3 to 8. This is one of the big purpose scriptures, and we heard from it last week. Andy was speaking on it. So Romans 12, 3 to 8. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If the gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. I believe God has got a gift for every single person, and he wants you to use it to serve his kingdom. And no one misses out on that. Every single person has a gift. I absolutely believe that. And that's one of the first things you need to understand if you really want to serve God and just step out for him and live the purpose he's got for you. You actually have to believe that God's given you gifts. That there's things inside of you that he has formed and shaped and put there before you even existed to serve him and to do some great things for God. Every single person, not one person misses out. Church isn't just... When I think about Purpose 2011, and we're like kind of pushing the whole idea of getting everyone to step out and serve and try something, well, the heart behind it all, it isn't just to get as many people in to make City Life Church look great. It's not just about we're just going to drag all these people in and get as many people as we can to serve City Life Church so that it will be awesome. It's not like a football team or any sort of sports team who is out trying to recruit players and get people to join just for the purpose of sport or anything like that. It's not about recruiting, but I believe it's about releasing. It's about encouraging people in the church to be released into what God has got for them. It's not about twisting their arm or trying to get them to do something that's not them. And it's not about just trying to get people into the church and just getting them serving just so that City Life looks awesome or whatever church it is. It's not about that. It's about you. It is completely and totally about you. And that's why I'm excited about Purpose 2011, because it's about you. It's about you. It's about you being released into what God's got for you. It's about you discovering the gifts that God has got for you and finding out and seeking him and just discovering that sort of stuff and then being released into doing that. It's not about us writing out these job descriptions and then looking for the best person or trying to make some person fit that description. Had these great little booklets. There's some on the chairs tonight. just all the different ministries in our church and just talking about purpose. And we heard this morning that there's 26 different ministries in the church. And that's pretty exciting. I think that's so cool. That's 26 different ministries full of different people doing different things that form the one body. And that's pretty exciting to me. And there's the whole idea of church is that would just grow. That there would be 100 ministries. There would be 200. There would just be so many ministries because people are being released into what God's got for them and not what we think's right for you. It's not about shaping you to fit the city life mold, but it's about releasing you into what God's got for you. And that just happens to be the city life mold. That's what we're all about, releasing people into the ministry that He's got for you. I love that. And it's not just church stuff, it's out there in the community. You might have a heart for a group of people or in your school, then it is completely and totally about reaching them and doing what you're gifted and what you're good at to help lead them to Jesus. And it's not just about becoming a youth pastor or a kids pastor or just getting some sort of title in church. That is not what Purpose 2011 is about. It's about you just finding the gift that God's got for you and using that to serve Him. Awesome. We're not a recruitment agency. We're about releasing people into what God's got for you. It's about you. So I've got a few thoughts on if you never ever know, you'll never ever know if you never ever go. I've got three thoughts on that I want to share with you guys. And the first one is God has got great things prepared for you. You will never ever know if you never ever go. And you'll never ever know the great things that God has got prepared for you to do if you don't go and step out and do something. You'll never discover what that is. In Jeremiah, God says some challenging stuff about the Israelites. Jeremiah 9 verse 10. Did you write it down? You didn't. Pat, no. Jeremiah 9 verse 10. This is God speaking. I will weep and wail for the mountains and take up a lament concerning the wilderness grasslands. They are desolate and untraveled, and the lowing of cattle is not heard. The birds have all fled and the animals are gone. This is God just crying out because He had prepared the promised land, a great place for His people, His chosen people, the Israelites. And at this point in time, they didn't enter it. They didn't go into there. And so God was upset and He was devastated because He had prepared something great for His people. See, God loves us and He's got something really, really good for us. It says in the New Testament that if we ask God for something good, He's not going to give us something bad. And so God's got something really, really good prepared for us and He wants us to step out into that. And when we don't, He gets upset and He's devastated. He's like, oh, I spent all this time just preparing this and making this just fit you. I spent all this time making this and putting it all together so that it would suit you. God doesn't have some secondhand thing for you to do, for you to serve in. It's not some hand-me-down ministry or hand-me-down role that God's got for you. It is something that He has spent time putting together, molding and shaping so that it fits you. So that's for you. And when you don't go into that and serve in that and be released into that, then He's upset and He's devastated. In Ephesians 2:10 it says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for in advance for us to do." I absolutely believe that there is great jobs for you guys out there that God has prepared for you. I absolutely believe that there are great partners that you will marry one day, if you're not married, that God has prepared for you, not for somebody else, for you. Mike, it's good to see your fiance here tonight. Welcome. Awesome, it's so exciting. He would not shut up about you, you know. And he shaved as well. There's a photo on the back of this little wall here of Michael when he's got a full beard. Have you seen that? No. Not yet. You need to have a look at that. He looked like he was homeless. No, not really. Mike was a champion. Where was I? Yeah, God's got great things prepared for you. He has got people prepared for you that you're going to meet and lead to Jesus. That's pretty exciting. And I just want you to get tonight that he's got something great for you. It's something good. It's not something that's ordinary, but it's something that's extraordinary for you, not for somebody else. Don't let 2011 be a year for somebody else where you miss out. But make it your year where you step out and do something for God. Where you set a goal. You know what? I'm going to step out. I haven't done this before, but I'm going to do it because I believe God's got a plan for me. He's put this passion in my heart. I'm just going to go for it. And I'm not going to let 2011 slip. You know, the years go by so quickly. And I've only been married for 1 3/4 of a year, but it's gone so quickly. Life just flies by. And before you know it, it's Christmas all over again. And you start to think, where has the year gone? And don't let 2011 be a year where it just sort of slips by and you haven't done anything. You haven't achieved anything. But seek God for what he's got for you. And step out and just change. Make something different. And just go out there and don't be afraid. I love what Pastor Ron said. Face your fears. Face your fears in 2011 and just say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I believe that God is in me and he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. And I'm going to step out and do this in faith. I encourage you to do that. What God has got prepared for you is so good. But you'll never ever know it if you don't ever go and check it out. Because it's really cool. You know, I've told this story before, but when I proposed to Liz, I actually prepared something really good. I put together an amazing breakfast that I know each one of you would have eaten a bit of everything and just enjoyed the whole breakfast. And so on the morning that I had this big container full of all sorts of things that were lovely. And it had cereal and croissants and toast and fruit and a bit of everything, yogurt I think there was. But all Liz ate was the cereal. That's all she had. And I prepared something so awesome for her. It was so good. And I put a lot of time and thought and energy into that. But all she just ate the cereal. It was a good... I got to eat more, which was good. But it was such a good breakfast, and I put a lot of time into that. And I was a little disappointed that Liz didn't eat it. But of course she did say yes when I proposed, so it worked out. Worked out in the end. But you know what? God's got something prepared for you that's really, really good. And he gets heartbroken, so disappointed when we don't step out and have a go. When we just don't get out there and take on that challenge that's bigger than, you know, life is tough and things happen, but we need to just man up and get out there and have a go. Yeah. Just get out there and take it on. And don't be afraid. And I know it's pretty easy to preach this sort of stuff and it's another thing to live it out. But you just got to do it. You just got to... Well, do I really believe in God? Do I really believe this sort of stuff? And if you do, then you will step out and you will do it. God has got something so awesome for you. In music practice today, one of the new songs that Luke and Tom had been working on, which is just amazing, I really mean that. It's such a strong and powerful song, and you guys will be blessed when we start playing it here. And one of the lines is that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And that's a big thing. So you can imagine something, and God's got something bigger than that. What you think God's got for you, though, God's got something bigger. And until you step out and go, you won't ever know what that is. And he loves you, and he's just got something so good for you. You know the rich young man in Matthew? It's probably in a few of the Gospels. And Jesus comes, or he comes to Jesus and says, you know, what good thing must I do to have eternal life? Or something like that. And Jesus says, well, you've got to obey the law. And runs off a list of a few of the commandments and stuff. And the guy's like, well, I'm doing all that. There must be something else. I'm so fascinated about that, that he knew there was something else. There's something more than just living out the routine of church. There's something more than just living out the motions of church sometime and just reading the word and all that, there's always more to that. And there's more to the law in his case. And Jesus said, well, you know, you've got to sell everything and give it all to the poor and come follow me. Yeah. And God had some great things prepared for this guy. And it's pretty clear that he was gifted in the financial area and having a lot of wealth and stuff like that. And God could have used him to impact so many people and do so many great things. But he was a guy that's in the Bible now that's been recorded and everybody reads about who missed out on that, who turned his back to it. And I just want to encourage you not to be that person that turns your back on God and turns your back on what God's got for you, the great things that he's prepared for you. But step out into what God's got for you and have a go. You'll never ever know if you never ever go. My second thought is wandering through life will get you nowhere. Wandering through life will get you nowhere. In Jeremiah 14:10, this is where it comes from. This is what the Lord says about this people. They greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet. So this is the same group of people that God was talking about earlier when I was talking, reading from Jeremiah. And they didn't enter the promised land. They didn't enter in what God had prepared for them because they were just wandering around. They had no purpose. They had no direction in their life. And I love how it says here, they greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet. And if you want to live the purpose that God has got for you, then you need to restrain your feet. You need to stop yourself from wandering. Because unfortunately, you don't wander into the plan and purpose of God. It takes a decision, and it takes you making a decision to say, look, I'm going to serve God, I'm going to give him my all. And it's only then, when you start living with purpose and with a kingdom-spirited mind and just giving God your all, then you will step into what God's got for you. But if you're just going to wander and just, you know, come to church every Sunday and just sort of go through the motions and do your work or your school life and then, you know, you're not going to step into what God's got for you. You're not just going to accidentally walk into it and go, wow, well, that was easy. This is what it must be. You've got to restrain your feet. And I believe that's all about saying, right, well, I'm going to be committed to church. I'm going to make sure I get to church every Sunday. You know what? I'm going to make sure I get to church twice a Sunday. And you know what? I'm going to make sure I'm committed to life group. And I'm going to make sure I'm committed to reading my Bible and journaling and hearing from God. And I'm going to commit myself to praying. And it's when you start restraining your feet and restraining the things in your life, that's when you'll start to walk into what God's got for you, the great things that he has prepared for you. You've got to restrain your feet. If you don't restrain, you'll just end up anywhere. And you don't want to be just anywhere. You want to be right in the center of God's will and purpose for your life. You know, as you live life, stuff happens, and I understand all that, and I mean, things happen and things go wrong, and you begin to worry about all sorts of things, but God just wants you to focus on him, just to give him all your attention, and not to worry about all the things. I think that's when you start worrying and wandering, when you start to worry about everything, because stuff's going on and you don't know what to do and you don't have any direction or purpose in your life and maybe God's not speaking to you. That's when you start to worry about everything. But he just wants you to seek him and just to completely go after him, to restrain your feet and say, you know what, I don't understand everything at the moment and some things have gone wrong. And you know what, Jesus was crucified and that's pretty bad. Stuff can go wrong in your life, even though that was the purpose of God. That's pretty crazy. And stuff can happen in your life, but you've just got to make a decision. You know what? I'm going to restrain my feet and make sure I'm just serving God. And not just going to wander around and do my own thing and just sort of hope that one day I'll start hearing God's voice and one day he'll just speak to me about, you know, what he's got for me. But I'm going to restrain my feet. I'm going to make sure I come to church and serve him diligently and give him my all. Because it's only then, I believe, that you'll find the purpose that God's got for your life. It says in Matt 6:33 to, you know, don't worry about anything, but just to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It's crazy that when you start seeking God, that he just starts sorting this stuff out. When I think about Liz and I, like, we're so blessed with the stuff that we've got in our lives. I've got like a full-time job, and Liz has got almost full-time, it's practically, teaching at Kira High School or other schools. And we're just blessed with, like, when we got married, we just got a unit pretty much straight away. And we're just, like, I'm kids pastor here, and Liz is looking after the uni outreach stuff at the uni. And there's just stuff that's sort of happening in our lives that are really good. And we're so blessed. And I'm like, God, how did this happen? I feel like we've got it too easy. I don't understand it. Is something bad going to happen soon? Because you hear these testimonies, you're like, oh man, what is it going to be? But, I mean, God has blessed us abundantly, but that just hasn't happened because we've been wandering and just sort of turning up to church when we want to and, you know, just sort of half committed to our life group. That's happened because we were both so, and we still are, both so committed to being at church every Sunday. We're so committed to being at life group every time because we lead it. And if we're not there, it's not going to happen. We're so committed to our ministries, and the kingdom of God is a priority in our lives. And when you make that a priority in your life and restrain your feet to serve God and not to get distracted by other things, that's when God will begin to speak to you and you'll find the purpose that God has got for your life. I remember in sitting in church in Taree, school captain of my Christian school, and it hit me one day that I was the school captain of a Christian school, but I didn't go to church. I did go to church, and I stopped. And it hit me one day, and then I was like, wow, I better start going to church. And so I tried a couple of churches, and the church that was for me, I just knew, because I walked in, and I was like, wow, this is home. And I committed myself to that church. And it wasn't long until I remember one Sunday where God was just speaking into my heart, and I cannot remember a word the pastor was preaching about, but I knew exactly what God was saying to me. And it only came because I was committed to church and I was committed to God and wanting to give him my all. And then that's when God got a hold of me and spoke into my life about the purpose that he has for me. And I just want to challenge you to be committed, to be diligent, and to restrain your feet to serve God. And that's when you'll find out the great stuff that he's got for you. And so wandering around, you're not going to get anywhere. My third thought is this: run after God's calling. I love this. I read this a while ago in my journaling. It's from Acts 8:26. It's about Philip. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candake, which means queen of the Ethiopians. Interesting. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This was the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. What just stuck out to me straight away is in verse 29, the Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran. He ran up to if he walked, he wouldn't have caught the chariot. But he ran. And I just want to encourage you to run after God's calling. When he puts something in your heart, run after it. Don't just wander around. Just don't think, well, was that God? What's the worst that can happen? If you just think, is this what God's got me, called me for? And you have a go. Well, it doesn't work out. Then it must be something else. But I just want to encourage you to run after it. Run after God. And don't worry about all the things of the world and the stuff that's going on, but just run after God. Run after what He's put in your heart. Just like Philip, when the Spirit spoke into his heart, he ran immediately. He didn't even wait. He didn't talk to someone who's, you know, I've just felt this thing in my heart, and, you know, I just want to confirm whether this... Oh, the chariot's gone. Don't worry. It's too late. He ran. He went straight away. He just ran after it. He didn't wait for anything. And I just want to encourage you, when God speaks into your heart, if there's something stirring in your heart tonight or has been for a while, begin to run after it. Don't let it get away, but just absolutely go after it with everything that you have. Don't be like the rich young ruler, where he didn't run after what Jesus had said to him. In fact, he turned his back. He couldn't do it. But be someone like Philip who runs. I love that idea. And in Hebrews 12, verse 1, it says, throw off everything that hinders and run the race that God has planned out for you. And there's always going to be stuff in our lives that's holding us back and that's hindering us. We just deal with it and run. Just sort it out and run and go after what God's got for you and don't give up. The band can come up now as we finish, but I really want to encourage you guys. And yesterday I really felt this was a word from God to say that you'll never ever know if you never ever go. And you're never ever going to know what God has got for you, the plan and purpose that God has got for your life, if you don't go. And so this is completely up to you to make a decision whether you're going to step out into what God's got for you, whether you're going to make a decision to step out and say, you know what, I'm going to go and go after what God's got for me. And then you will find what God's got for you. You'll find out exactly what it is. I know, because it's happened in my life and Liz's life, and I know a lot of you guys' lives, that when you step out and go for it, that's when God begins to move in your life. When you run after what God's got for you, that's when He speaks into your heart and gives you some solid direction for your life. Let's pray. God, we love You, Lord, and I just thank You for Your amazing grace and that You just gave Your all, Your Son Jesus, for us, Lord. And God, we don't want to ever take that for granted, that You gave Your Son Jesus for us. And Lord, in return, we just want to serve You and give You our all and just commit the rest of our days to serving You and Your kingdom and reaching out to other people and helping other people come to know You, Jesus, and to see them saved and released into the call that You've got for them, God. And yeah, we just commit our lives to a kingdom purpose, a kingdom focus, Lord. It's all about You and serving You, Lord. And I pray for people today, Lord, that might not be serving in what You've got for them, Lord, or might be wandering in life and just worried and not sure what to do, God. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, right now, just move in their hearts, Lord, and give them courage and boldness to step up and go, to step out and have a go. Lord, I pray that people would take action, that people would move, and people would be in a different position in a year's time than they are today, God, because they stood up and they had a go, Lord, for You, mighty God. And so I just pray that people would have the courage to do that, Lord. And Lord, for those that are already serving, Lord, it's just so awesome to be a part of a church where people, so many people have just got a heart to serve. And I pray Your blessing over them and that You would continue to strengthen them, strengthen us, God, just to keep going and to keep going and to keep serving and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and to never take our eyes off You, God. Well, just quickly, I just want to give an opportunity. If you don't know Jesus and if you don't have a relationship with Him and you don't know what it's like to live a life where you're living in the exact purpose that God has got for you and what He designed you for, then just quickly, I want to give you an opportunity. If that's you and you want to know Jesus personally and the power that He can have in your life, then just raise your hands. That's awesome, man. It's great. Thank You, God. That's awesome. Bunch of young people just responding to Jesus. That's so good. God, I thank You that You see these hands, Lord, and that You love these people so much. And You've got a great plan for their life, God, and You want to use them to do mighty works, God. And I just pray that they would begin to seek You more, God. And they would continue to come to church, God, and continue to be committed to You, God, and just really seek you, God, and not let go of you, God, and just go after everything that you have got for them, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. I thank you they had the courage and the boldness to respond and just to ask you to come into their life, mighty God. Yeah, be with them and speak into their lives, God, I pray. Awesome. We're all going to pray this prayer together. And if you raise your hands, I encourage you to pray this from your heart and to really, really mean it. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Awesome.